Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
What is Dax, are you
tracking all our cars on Carvana Value Tracker on all our devices? Yes, Kristen, yes I am.
Well, I've been looking for my phone for...
In Dax's domain, we see all, so we always know what our cars are worth.
All of them?
All of them. Value surge, trucks up 3.9%.
That's a great offer.
I know. Sell?
Sell.
Track your car's value with Carvana Value Tracker today.
216-474-0092. That is the number to call. It's Baskin and Phelps. If you want to hit us up on social media, at CLE Talking Heads. Also want to remember you, Askin Baskin Phelps Helps, coming back on Thursday. If you have any question in the world, any question at all, we have you covered. All you need to do is go to the Odyssey app, and you'll see there's a little button there on Baskin and Phelps, and then you just press that button and basically leave us a voicemail with your question. If it makes the cut, it makes the air. So that's what we want to make happen with Askin Baskin and Phelps Helps. That'll be on Thursday. We just had Nick Shook on from NFL.com. He said something that makes me cringe. Not that he's wrong. I just think it makes me cringe. The thought of the Browns drafting a quarterback with a number two spot. Everything we've read, everything that we've heard, this is a down year for a quarterback. And if you're going to take the number two pick on a guy that I don't know where they would land in most years, but because of the value of quarterback, they suddenly become the best thing since sliced bread this April because, I don't know, because their hands are big or because they look good in running shorts at the combine, and now all of a sudden they're the top quarterback in the draft, and we sit here and we listen to the marketing ploys and the got to get my guy out there, and then all of a sudden you're like, oh, this guy's number two. Oh, he's great, and then we believe, you know, we believe analysts sometimes like weathermen, that we believe that everything they say is going to be truthful, and then we never go back.
I don't believe those guys.
But we never go back to check the weathermen to see if they were 100% right, do we? Is anyone doing that?
I don't believe so.
No, and I think we do that with NFL draft people or draft scouts, you know, and the media type, not exactly the ones that work for the teams, that it's like sometimes you kind of wonder. I just know that it seems to me there are a lot of really good players in college football coming out this year, and a lot of them play defense. And if the best player on the board is not a quarterback, dear God, do not take that. It's
okay. Can I play devil's advocate for you?
Sure. Knock yourself out.
The idea of taking a quarterback at two in this draft doesn't appeal to me either.
Okay, so all three of us are on the same page, right?
Hold on.
Yeah.
Of everything we've heard about the quarterbacks in this draft.
Right.
Let's just say you think Cam Ward he's the 18th guy on your board, but you think he's going to be a good quarterback for the next 12 years. Good. And you really need one. Well, then why wouldn't you just go ahead and take him?
Because you have other needs at other positions.
Not any bigger than a quarterback.
I don't know. If you don't have an offensive line, it doesn't really matter how good your quarterback is.
Well, maybe you
is,
have an
it?
Offensive line. We've well, already
maybe
talked
you
about
could
that.
Get a left tackle that's going to be here for 10 years at
blocking,
number two.
Blocking for whom?
Blocking for said quarterback that you put in a position to win. I am not. If the second best player in the draft is not a quarterback, please, let's not try to put a round peg through a square hole. Can we please stop doing that? Can we? Lamar Jackson's one of the best quarterbacks in the league. If not the best.
And you got him at what, 32?
At 32, yes. You got him at 32. We have what, pick 33 this year?
Well, that's because a lot of teams were stupid enough to pass on him, including ours.
Okay.
They didn't see it.
My point is...
That's what I'm saying. If you see it in a guy, and you need a quarterback, and you have the second pick in the draft, why wouldn't you? Hey, there are four defensive ends that we think are better. All right, good. We'll then get one of them later.
Well, if you think there are four defensive ends better than the quarterback you're about to pick, take the defensive end. The guy that might have the most impact on your franchise for years. There's nobody more impactful than the quarterback.
However, if you honestly think he's not the top 10, but let's say you have him 11th on your board, but you think he's going to be really good and could be a Pro Bowl caliber quarterback, you just think there are 10 guys better, you still take the quarterback.
I would go, if you're sitting there and you're going, I think this guy is, comparing him to a guy.
That's what the whole draft is.
There are guys that you can see that are clearly going to have an impact in the NFL just by the way they play. Sometimes they're just no-brainers, right? Am I right? Sometimes they're no-brainers.
Yeah, that Jamarcus Russell was a no-brainer.
You pick like the one or two guys
they're all over the place.
Yeah, of course there are.
And Ryan Leaf was a lock.
You do what you want. I would love to be in a draft with you because I would let you pick all these guys you think that are like. I'd rather be the Steelers. Like they pick proven guys that seem to get things done.
The Browns have won a playoff game before, since the Steelers have won a playoff.
You're right. You wouldn't trade any of their Super Bowl rings for any of ours, right?
That's going way too far back.
It doesn't matter. Like, they know how to win. They know how to set things up.
Baltimore knows how to win.
Baltimore knows how to set things up. I don't want the circus coming to town anymore. I'm tired, man. Make the right pick.
Well, the right pick might be a quarterback.
And it might be a defensive end, too.
If they really think a quarterback is... that if they think Cam Ward or Shedeur Sanders is going to be a really good quarterback for a long time in the league, Andy, and I'm not crazy about the idea, you have to take one. You have to.
Says who? Who tells you you have to do this? The experts? I mean, you better be the experts within your own organization.
The people who know that their jobs are on the line if they don't get the quarterback situation right.
Here we go again.
That's every front office in the National Football League.
I think they can do better. They know they can do better. Stay out of the hype train. Find the guy that can give you the most value for the longest amount of time. Is there another? I know Myles Garrett went first overall, but like you look at a guy like Myles Garrett, there wasn't even a second thought on there, was there?
Well, there should have been.
On Myles Garrett?
Yeah.
He's going to the Hall of Fame. What more do you want?
That's great.
You would have rather had the quarterback.
I'd rather had Patrick Mahomes.
Would you have let him sit for a year?
No.
Would you have let Lamar Jackson sit for a year?
The Ravens didn't.
Yes, they did.
Not a whole year.
Lamar Jackson sat.
Not a whole year.
Well, he sat. It had to be close to like 14 games or something like that, I believe.
They played Joe Flacco.
Right. They had Joe Flacco, and they had Lamar Jackson take his time. You could talk me into a quarterback at two if you could give me a plan where he sits.
And that plan is Kirk Cousins. Okay. Or that plan is Russell Wilson.
I love the fact that we think that they'll take a guy at number two and sit him. Is that anyone looked at this franchise and the ownership group?
That's my problem.
There's no way.
Yep.
I mean, we sat around, and it was even before. I think it was before Haslam. But, I mean, we sat around. I think it was Colt McCoy who they took at the time. And Colt was sitting in the beginning of the year. Maybe it wasn't Colt. Maybe it was Brady Quinn. That, you know, your ownership sitting around going, well, why isn't my top draft pick in the game?
We all know they shouldn't have played.
Because he wasn't ready.
Shouldn't have played Kaiser.
Should not have played Kaiser. And then your head coach ran out there and said to everybody, he's our franchise quarterback.
However, should you have played Bo Nix in Denver? They did. He was pretty good.
Look, there's always going to be an example that's different on anything, right?
Exactly. And that's...
Every team in the NFL is stupid about Tom Brady, right? You know, like, everyone was.
As great as Miles is, and you know, he's incredible. If you'd have taken Mahomes and done it right, then that's a better pick for you. And it pains me to say that because I think Miles is incredible and he's going to the Hall of Fame. But the team hasn't had a quarterback. And that's why, Andy, I say, if you have a guy who you think is going to play in the league for a long time at quarterback and play fairly well, and you really need one, you better take one at two. And I don't really condone that. But if you think there's a guy that's going to play in the league, this is your chance because you hope you're not picking second again.
Best player
Arch Manning
available.
Might go one.
I'll just best
in 2026.
Best player available. G Money. Hey, G Money.
Hey.
Hey, man.
I want to talk about J.J. McCarthy.
Okay, let's talk.
Hey, now, and it's going to the Chargers. Okay, J.J. McCarthy played under Harbaugh.
Yeah.
At Michigan.
Yep. Go ahead, keep going, G-Money. Still there? We lost you. Bad for up. Oh, you're back. You there? We're back. We're there. We're the back. We
see you, G Money.
Call back, G Money.
G Money needs to spend some money on a better cell phone connection.
How do you know it's not the tower, man? You're blaming G Money? Could be the tower.
Oh, I thought I'd be cute, Andy.
Maybe he's got a better service.
Thought I'd be cute.
Yeah, I feel bad for G Money. I don't know where it was going. Where do you think it was going? That McCarthy's going to end up with the Chargers next year?
No.
That's what I think he was. That's where I think he was going.
I think he was going that he's pro ready, and you should trade the number two pick for him, which I would do.
It's better than what we have right now. I'll say that, and it's still unproven in the NFL. That's the issue. They're all. I just. Are we going to sit here and bang our heads until April trying to figure out what they're supposed to do it to? And then you know what's going to happen when it's all said and done. Right, we're going to get to draft day. And we're going to find out.
We're going to take a right guard.
We're going to watch the
backup Wyatt Teller.
We're going to watch the number one pick happen. And then they're going to go, Cleveland Browns are on the clock. And then they're going to come up and they're going to be like, with the second selection, the Cleveland Browns trade down out of the number two spot.
That'd be fine if that's what they deem the best thing to do. And then they better be right.
And you were right. Lamar Jackson started 7 games that year.
Thank you.
You are correct.
Thank you very much.
Why do you have to appease him? Just let him think that he might be wrong just for a second.
Oh, because I want to give him credit when he's right. So then that
I try not to say things that I know are wrong.
So then that way when he's wrong, I could tear him down to nothing.
That means if I say something, true. I usually think it's right, but you never know.
Hmm.
You know, it's the old adage, Andy. You know, you want Michigan to win all of those games. So then that way when you take him down.
That's correct. 100% correct. You know who knows that? A guy who was a fourth round pick back in 2003. Pick number 112. He's going to join us next. On the clock with us on Baskin and Phelps. Matt Wilhelm is going to talk Ohio State football with us next. Baskin and Phelps, 92.3 The Fan.